3 compressions. Then give 2 breaths.
So I'm stood on the car park of Weston Village Hall. From here you can see the village green. It's a normal looking village hall, kind of red brick hut if you like. And on the wall is this. It's a big green box, defibrillator, to open in an emergency, keep calm, follow instructions. And with a lady who's very much part of being responsible for this being here.
I'm Jane Phillips and I've lost 2 sons due to cardiac arrest. So obviously this was very important for us to get installed.
Tell me a little bit about your sons.
Christopher was 28, out of the blue had a call to say that he'd had a cardiac arrest and had passed away. And then that was 2009. And then in 2014 we had a call saying our youngest son had passed away. And so what we're doing with the heart of Weston, if we can save just one life, it will be worth it.
Your other son is here this morning as well. Shall we have a look? We've got a defibrillator here.
Yes, I'm Craig Phillips, and we actually use this defibrillator for training purposes. So we just lift the lid here.
Remove pad.
So these are pads that you would place on somebody, a patient, for resuscitation.
The system will talk you through what to do next based on the heart rate, etc.
Tear open package and remove pads.
So we're back now at the family home in Weston, and this is very much the operation centre, if you like, for the charity. A big poster banner ready for the event spread across the table. The heart of Weston, it says, helping to protect lives in our community.
There's 12 children every week, and that's a conservative number. It's probably more like 16 every week in the United Kingdom that die suddenly. And if they were screened, 90% of the cases could be picked up and something be done about it. And if it saves one family going through what we've gone through, then it's worthwhile.
When my twin brother passed away 5 years ago, we went to Birmingham Hospital, had a number of tests, we got the all clear.
But even though you and your brother were told that you were safe, if you like, that wasn't the case.
No, it wasn't. But it's still an unknown of why Steve passed away last year. We know it was sudden adult death syndrome, but I suppose it's unanswered. So it is quite hard, but obviously there's no blame there or anything.
But you've had now your own defibrillator fitted.
That's right. So I've got an implanted defibrillator, almost as a precaution. It's there now and it gives everyone peace of mind, especially my parents. It's no bigger than a matchbox. It's just under the skin.
Our main charity that we're supporting, other than the Heart of Weston, is CRY. They provide counselling and they have bereavement days for mums, for dads, because unless you have lost a child, you really cannot understand the heartbreak.
You had to experience it twice in such a short period of time.
Absolutely. And it's something we live with and we have to carry on for the rest of our family. And we have to find a way. It's hard, but we do it.
How do you think your boys would feel if they saw what you're doing now?
They'd be really proud. And they thought so much of the village that they'd be pleased to see that something was being given back. If we can just save one life, it will be worth it.
And how will you feel this weekend when you see the group, including Craig, your son, cycling off to raise the money?
Very emotional, and I'm sure there'll be a tear or two.